Maybe you've heard the phrase, dumb as a dodo? Well, dodos were 3-foot-tall flightless birds that inhabited the island of Mauritius. They were supposed to be dumb, the story goes, because they weren't afraid of the European sailors who hunted them to extinction in the 1600s. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on new research from Stony Brook University that says maybe dodos weren't so dumb after all.
With their outsized cartoonish beaks, their tiny wings, and their gangly necks stuck on a plump body, they don't look very smart.
As goofy as it looks, it's actually not that bad. It might not be a genius, but it's no dodo.
That's Stony Brook researcher Ohenya Gold. She took a close look at the skull of one of the few preserved dodo specimens left in the world. She says underneath their gawky exterior, dodos' brains weren't that small. Relative to their bodies, they were about the size of modern pigeons, their distant relatives. And that's a big deal. Pigeons are pretty smart themselves. They can be trained to deliver messages.
If you're able to train an animal to do something, it means that you're able to communicate with it efficiently.
Gold says while there's more to intelligence than just brain size, there's much more logical reason for why the dodo went extinct. Isolated to a small island 1,200 miles off the east coast of Africa, they'd probably never seen predators like humans before.
When people arrived on Mauritius, the dodos were so common and so fearless that it was really easy to just herd them onto boats and use them for fresh meat later on a ship's voyage. Dodos basically stood no chance.
Gold says that should give us pause to consider the effects we have on species today, when animals like rhinos and elephants are endangered because of hunting. And she says maybe the dodo can finally get some respect. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.